deciphering the hidden meanings found in words, symbols, and phrases. No, not the Da Vinci Code, but the real-life crime fighting taking place at the FBI. NBC's Pete Williams has more.
What was in a letter sent from jail by Joseph Smith while awaiting trial for the kidnapping and murder of 11-year-old Carly Brucia? Unable to decode the jumble of numbers and symbols, Florida police turned to the FBI's cryptanalysis unit, the code breakers. They realized those symbols stood for letters, but the FBI's Daniel Olson says they had one more puzzle to solve.
What we thought was the first line is actually the last line. The message started at the bottom and worked backwards all the way up to the top.
So the message starts here and goes right to left, up.
Correct.
The letter revealed where Smith hid evidence that helped convict him.
The defendant is guilty of murder in the first degree as charged.
Not every cipher is so easy to break. Theodore Kaczynski, the Unabomber, left behind journals protected by elaborate layers of encoding. The FBI cracked them, discovering that after one of his fatal attacks, Kaczynski wrote, quote, "Excellent, humane way to eliminate somebody. He probably never felt a thing." Sometimes, Olson says, they break a code in a moment of inspiration.
You're driving in the car and something flashes in your mind and you're on the phone with someone in the office. Here, quick, try this.
Spies, gangs, the mafia, even serial killers use codes, some quite complex.
It's one of those things that you have to be tenacious like a dog, I think, when you work these cases.
Example, Brian Regan, an intelligence analyst who stole secret documents on U.S. spy satellites, hoping to sell them, and buried them around the country, noting the locations in a cipher.
The code was so complex that he himself could not recall exactly how he enciphered the messages.
The key turned out to be his junior high school yearbook. Take a pair of numbers from his code, mark off that many pictures from his own photo, then count the number of letters in that student's name to eventually find the map coordinates for the secret stashes. Another success for FBI codebreakers, whose fight against crime is a battle of wits. Pete Williams, NBC News, Quantico, Virginia.